Welcome back to the Stag Raw podcast. We're looking at the Poulter Herd as part of the Big Game Records series. It's been awesome of late to see a couple of you share the podcast to your stories on Instagram, tagging us in it. That's much appreciated. You have no idea how much that means. Thank you so much. It's awesome to continue seeing more and more subscribers and 5 stars being hit. So thank you to everybody that's sharing the word of the Stag Raw podcast. Especially when it comes to the Big Game Record series, which is a mini series within the Stag Raw podcast. Anywho, we're in the penultimate Poulter Herd trophy from this series. It's Orville Williams, Townsend River in the Lees Valley in 1923. It's 7x7 and it's overspread. The lengths are 38 and 7 by 40 and 2, and the spread is 43 and 3/8. So 3 1/8 too long, too wide, sorry, losing 9 3/8, but still scoring 34. Span of 33, beams of 6 and 4 and 6 and 4, coronets of 10. Windsor. Brows of 13 by 13 and 4, bays of 13 and 9 and 6, trays of 16 and 4 by 15, royal tines of 14 and 3 by 16 and 2. Is an outer off the royal on the left hand side of 3 and 2. The back tines are 16 and 4 by 21 and 3. Outer off the back tines of 8 and 6 and 9. And then there's an inner off the back tine on the right hand side of 8 and 1. So a couple of non scoring tines there, non even stuff, despite the 7 and 7. So we're only scoring out of 12 points and still hitting a massive 332.5. Despite losing those 9 and 3 as well. Orville Williams was a resident of Banks Peninsula, and his attractive trophy hangs on the wall of the O'Kane's Bay Museum, where the writer was privileged to measure it some years ago. I wonder if it's still there. There seems to be some difference of opinion as to what year it was taken, 1923 or 1932 being the years quoted. A little bit of a dyslexic moment going on with this one. Few questions asked of the locals tended to suggest the earlier date. Williams secured his trophy in the Townsend Valley. This river was one of the streams draining into the Lees Valley, there meeting the waters of the Ashley River together with the Whistler, Lilburn, and several smaller streams draining from the Puketaraki Range, which divides these river systems from the tributaries of the Waimakariri River, which lie on the far side of that range. This area has been a popular deer stalking area for a number of Canterbury sportsmen over many years and has produced several fine trophies, perhaps none better than this one taken by Williams. To the west of the Puketariki Range and draining into the central stretches of the Waimakariri River lie the valleys of the Esk and Poulter Rivers. And as pointed out in the main text, this area was populated from the original liberations very early the establishment of the Poulter Herd. So just sort of recaps the localities and a beautiful Red Deer trophy. Massive. I said Windsor there, but it's Warnham, not Windsor. Warnham Court. Stunner. Speaking of Warnham Court, H. Burt Howe. This one's Mount Cass Station, Omni Valley, North Canterbury. And it's from 1981. So a wee way away from the liberations. Awesome stuff. Make sure you're subscribed. And we'll go through the final of the Poulter Herd. Cheers. This is New Zealand Big Game Records Volume 6, The Red Deer Part 2. Written and compiled for the New Zealand Deer Stalkers Association. Incorporated by D. Bruce Banwell. Published by the Halcyon Press, a division of Halcyon Publishing Limited, PO Box 360, Auckland, 1140, New Zealand. Printed by Prolong Press Limited, China. Copyright 2011, D. Bruce Banwell, first published 2011, all rights reserved.